This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case for loving you.
All right, guys, we are back with Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So your questions are really, really good. Keep them coming. One question I thought we'd talk about on air, they didn't want to call on air. They want to be anonymous, so don't worry. I won't say your name. But they asked, how do they find a doctor that's not going to be judgy? They don't really trust a lot of doctors now. There was some drama that happened, as you've seen over the last few weeks. Doctors, you know, publicly posting that they're going to stop seeing unvaccinated patients, like that one guy in Alabama, or that anti-vaxxers are stupid, and, you know, all sorts of stuff. And one thing that we knew in the medical profession that we were going to face is a lack of trust of the objectivity that we doctors have. And we spoke about that on our show. But what this person wanted to know after the latest case of a Nevada doctor, you know, doing a post, upset about people not vaccinating, is how do they find a doctor that won't be quote unquote judgy? So the one thing that we have taken decades and decades and decades to build, which has been very, very difficult, is that we're neutral, we're objective, we're stone-faced when it comes to you being naked or you having something that stinks. I mean, we don't have specific training, but when somebody farts, when I was a kid, it would always make me laugh. Still, the fart sound makes me laugh. Do you know how hard it was to, in medical school, overcome that? Because patients fart all the time. You know, and I was able to kind of roll with it. I don't laugh because I'm making fun of them. I just think the fart sound is funny. I think it's funny. I love fart sounds, right? Yeah. When the kids make them, I just think fart sounds are funny. But as a doctor, when that stuff happens, you're not really supposed to giggle. So in our medical school training, we really had to kind of learn. We had to learn not to scratch. When you're in surgery and you have an itch and you're sterile, I had to mentally learn how to not be itchy. It was probably the best gift I got out of medical school, to be honest, because I didn't want to have the scrub nurse try to scratch my nose or whatever. No, it's up in there. It's up in there. I didn't want to make her do that. So, you know, you really kind of learned how to overcome those things. So when you get out of medical school, somebody could drop a bomb like, you know what? I hate my wife. I want to kill her. And rather than you freaking out, saying, get the hell out of here, I'm going to call the police, you've had to learn how to say, all right, talk to me about why you want to kill your wife. You know, we are going to want to get you some help, and then you move forward to making sure you intervene and not let that happen. But you have to have that poker face. You want to be empathetic. You want to show empathy. You want to show understanding. But, you know, you need to be able to, you know, keep them engaged, keep them there in your office. So if a doctor laughs, if a doctor judges, if a doctor calls you stupid, doesn't like your choices because you smoke, because you don't always use a condom, because you didn't choose to vaccinate, they lose that objectivity. So when word got out that there are doctors that believe that not only disapprove of your lack of vaccine choice, but they think you're stupid or they don't even want to treat you, there's a hatred that's starting to be picked up. So no wonder patients are out there going, how do I find a doctor that's not going to secretly hate me? We've never had to deal with a question like that in the medical community because we love everybody. We love all our patients. Yeah, some patients are a pain in the butt. And I tell them, I go, really? You're really being a pain in the butt. Come on, you know I can't keep giving you pain medicine. You got to do what I tell you to do. And sometimes I have had to discharge people. You know, you touch my butt, that's not good. But for the most part, we love all our patients. And yeah, we might think some of them did some crazy things, but we keep that to ourselves because of HIPAA. So you're not going to have a, like, you know how that restaurant in Florida said, don't come here if you're a Biden voter, or don't come in if you're not vaccinated. Rather than, you aren't going to see that in doctor's offices. If a doctor's office says you don't have to wear a mask here, they might get closed down. So you're not going to be able to, based on a sign, based on, you know, on something in their office. And sadly, I'm noticing a lot of people are going to telemedicine. In fact, I see a lot of people who are unvaccinated on telemedicine. This really really nice lady, African-American woman, this was one of my Mississippi patients, and really, really sweet, but she was having some serious medical issues. I'm like, have you talked to your doctor? Have you talked to your doctor? She's like, I don't think my doctor wants to see me. I go, have you been vaccinated for COVID? No, I haven't. And I'm like, well, you have something severe, you got to go and get seen. I mean, sadly, I think a lot of people are afraid to go to the doctor because they think their doctor is going to think like that. And maybe what doctors need to do is, so they don't get lumped in with some of the other doctors that look like they're judgy, maybe they put up a sign saying, look, you know, we prefer everybody get their vaccination, but we aren't going to refuse treatment to anybody here. And that might be, you know, a sign that they aren't judgy. I don't know if anybody's doing that. Right now, people don't even want to get into that whole discussion because, you know, again, doctors don't really like to show their politics that much. They don't, you know, if it looks like they're at all, look at what happened to that guy that disagreed with the masks, saying this is like a chain link fence trying to hold back, you know, a flea. It, you know, he basically got suspended because they weren't using masks in his office. So most doctors' offices fear getting suspended. So they're going to do everything by, you know, the CDC rules, etc. But I never thought we would be in a situation where doctors are judging people, and people now sense that. Because you want to go to a doctor and fully disclose things. I mean, for years now, I'm starting to see people not bring up that, you know, they have a gun in the house, you know, but that they keep it a safe, or that they, you know, cheated on their wife, or that they have an STD. Because once things got on a computer, they thought they weren't going to have privacy. Once we lose people being able to talk to doctors honestly, then we can't perform good medicine. 1-877-DOCTELLY, don't go away.
This report is brought to you by Mitsubishi Tanabe Pharma America. This Veterans Day, as we honor the brave men and women who served our country, it's important to talk about a disease called amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, or ALS. For unknown reasons, veterans are twice as likely to develop it compared to those who haven't served in the military. ALS is an incurable and debilitating disease that gradually affects a person's ability to walk, write, speak, swallow, eat, and even breathe. Lisa McKee, Army veteran, mother of five, and former Level 1 trauma nurse, is living with ALS and doing her part to raise awareness in hopes of helping other veterans and their families.
I loved the military. Even if I knew I would get ALS, I would do it all over again. I spent my life taking care of others, and my current mission is ensuring that veterans and their families get all the information and resources they need to better live with ALS.
To learn more about available resources, visit ALSveterans.com. That's ALSveterans.com.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So Aaron Rodgers, Green Bay quarterback, MVP of the NFL, is no doubt gutsy. This guy's got some guts. And this guy's going to tell it like it is. And while the ridiculous mandates have continued to go and are continuing to go, and as this country kind of goes into this frenzy, where it comes to discriminating against people and kicking people out of restaurants and schools and things like that, vaccine passports, it might be up to Aaron Rodgers, and he might be providing the Hail Mary that this country needs in order to get everybody to have some more sensical, logical discussions when it comes to COVID, therapeutics, vaccination, and where we go in terms of carrying us out of this pandemic. And I don't want to give Aaron Rodgers any more credit than, you know, he's starting to get because he's, you know, kind of cocky, and I don't like what he's done to the Cowboys. But I got to tell you, man, he's got some guts. And it's going to be very, very interesting. This might be the watershed. This might be the play or the fresh set of downs that the vaccine has in the community needs. Sorry about all the football analogies. But just to recap, Aaron Rodgers, let the man get through his COVID in peace, comes down with COVID-19. Let the guy just get through his COVID. Well, is it Mark Garofalo of NFL Network leaks that Aaron Rodgers never got the COVID vaccine, even though he said in a press conference he's been quote-unquote immunized? So all of a sudden, all hell breaks loose. While he's trying to take a San Paterini's coffin season or whatever he's trying to deal with in terms of his COVID illness, all hell breaks loose. Well, one is it's because he was benched until November 13th, and that's because if you have COVID and you are actively infected with COVID, you have to isolate for 10 days. That's CDC rules. And then if you're unvaccinated, there's additional rules with the NFL. But so he was benched, and he couldn't play in the Chiefs game. Jordan Love started, but that kind of didn't work out that well. Chiefs still won. They didn't cover the spread. Chiefs really have a problem covering the spread. But Chiefs won. Green Bay didn't have as good a showing. They, I think, didn't even score until third or fourth quarter. So obviously, a rough time for Green Bay Packers. People lost money. People are mad at Aaron Rodgers. But even Terry Bradshaw was upset that Aaron Rodgers, quote-unquote, lied. So Aaron Rodgers had been on a podcast, the Pat McAfee Show, and he had given his reasoning. And he had said, look, okay, I think we should have a right to autonomy. He said, it didn't make sense for me to be wearing a mask at the press conferences when everybody there is vaccinated and has a mask. You know, the vaccine is supposed to protect people from others, especially since vaccinated people can spread the virus. So he also says that he followed all the rules to a T, all the other rules, you know, in terms of waiting in his car, getting tested. The NFL was aware. He tried to appeal multiple times to the NFL his reasoning. He went through a homeopathic immunization protocol because he has an allergy to an ingredient that's in the mRNA vaccines. He actually has an allergy to it. So the Johnson & Johnson vaccine wasn't an option at the time because it had been pulled temporarily by the FDA. And then even though it was brought back after 11 days, he didn't think that that vaccine would work for him. So he went and did a protocol, a natural, either naturopathic or homeopathic immunization protocol, right? Should be his choice. Then he comes down with COVID-19. And coming down with COVID-19, he consulted Joe Rogan, spoke with him on the phone, also followed his podcast. And so Aaron Rodgers has been on monoclonal antibodies, hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, vitamin C, vitamin D. I don't know if there's anything else he's been taking. I don't know. I don't think he said he was on a baby aspirin or not. So I'll have to double check. But for the most part, on zinc, he says, quote, I feel pretty incredible. So he does this interview, and apparently, rather than people going, all right, let him get through his illness in peace, you know, good for him if he's getting better, good for him, he got some monoclonal antibodies, which I wish was available to everybody. He's on ivermectin. He's on hydroxychloroquine. And there's no nuclear, you know, meltdown. He's doing okay. Instead of people saying good for you, people are going after him. And in fact, he lost a sponsor. Previa Health dropped him, as Previa Health is very pro-vaccine and is committed to protecting patients, staff, providers, communities against the COVID-19 pandemic. They separated from Aaron Rodgers, which, by the way, is still frustrating to me. He's not anti-vax. The majority of people who are hesitant on the vaccine are not anti-vax. They just want to use natural immunity. They want to get natural immunity, or they want to use a therapeutic, or they don't want to inject something into their body. And so it's what unfortunately many people out there in society is they make you choose one side or another. It's like, if you're not with us, you're against us. No, there's a bunch of people that think the vaccine is fine. Get it if you want. If you don't want it, don't get it. But why does Why do people have to lose sponsorships? Why do they have to be, you know, in the crosshairs? Aaron Rodgers says he's in the crosshairs of the quote-unquote woke mob. And it's really kind of asinine. But interestingly, Aaron Rodgers being in this, you know, and unwittingly, trust me, he wanted to get through this whole COVID vaccination drama and all that unscathed and without people up his retroperitoneum. But it might take him and other people going, look, you know, we have a right to medical autonomy. This is America. You know, vaccinated people spread the virus. You know, I'm being treated and I'm minimizing my viral load with therapeutics. Why can't that be good enough for America? And so Aaron Rodgers might be the one providing the Hail Mary, right, to bring the vaccine hesitant people to the end zone. Sorry, I love football. Okay, I don't care if you don't like my football analogies. So, you know, some of you are like, you know what, all right, you know, so it's another person that's anti-vax, he's not anti-vax. So it's another person that's vaccine hesitant, another, you know, NFL player is going to probably get fined. They are probably going to fine him. He's got plenty of money. State Farm has not made a statement. In fact, I think State Farm did not play any Aaron Rodgers commercials this weekend. I mean, come on, people. And the reason why I find this whole thing is ridiculous is because, so what, with the boosters? Are we going to be going through all this now? So in addition to all this bigotry and discrimination and everything we're doing now for those who might have not gotten vaccinated, we're going to do it for those who didn't get a booster? What about flu shot? Is Aaron Rodgers going to be in the same position because he might not want to get a flu shot when they start to mandate that? They're going to mandate flu shots. If they did all this with COVID, you know they're going to do that with flu. In fact, we're going to be talking about it. Flu cases are starting to spike. So, you know, where does it end? It's starting to get ridiculous. I would love people safe. I'd love Sesame Street safe. I would love people, if they feel like the vaccine's going to help them, you know, to have access to it. I want to see poor countries have access to the vaccine. I think these vaccines are an excellent tool to helping fight the COVID pandemic, but I don't think they're everything, but I think they're a fantastic tool. I think they're integral in the fight, but I, you know, what are we doing here? And so it is going to take people who are gutsy that aren't going to, you know, medicine, people are asking for more doctors to speak out, for more doctors to speak out. Doctors can lose their license. Doctors are treading a very fine line, you know, with expressing their concerns based on their scientific research with others. And it makes no sense that you have two doctors that don't agree. Just like it makes no sense you have two judges or Supreme Court justices that don't agree. You would think law is law, medicine is medicine. But people have varying opinions. And the varying opinions actually makes law, medicine, politics healthy. You don't want everybody thinking the same thing. We're not clones. So as we nurture discussions, debate, hypotheses, we grow science. And we're going to get more and more science. God willing, Aaron Rodgers is going to come out of this COVID fine. He will have had his monoclonal antibodies. Whether the ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine cured him or the monoclonal antibodies, we won't tell because there's a lot of variables right now, so we can't tell who will get the win. Or maybe it's because he eats well and he exercises and he tries to avoid a lot of the bad things that a lot of us put in our body. Maybe COVID would have barely... What was it? Chuck Norris was exposed to COVID, and COVID is now recovering. it'll be very interesting to see if more people have the guts to say, look, guys, you know, I don't want to do the vaccine. I don't care if you guys discriminate against me. You know, I'm going to ride out the storm. 1-877-DOLLY, don't go away.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is honoring military vets on Veterans Day. He placed a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier at Arlington National Cemetery. The Tomb of the Unknown Soldier Plaza was reopened to the public this week after being closed during the COVID pandemic. The murder trial of Kyle Rittenhouse resumes Thursday. He faces homicide charges for the deaths of two rioters he shot during the looting in Kenosha, Wisconsin last year following the police shooting of an armed Jacob Blake. Judge Bruce Schroeder addresses a report from the defense regarding contact between a juror and another person.
We've gotten inundated, as you would expect with a case with this degree of publicity, and all kinds of wild things are said, and as long as you folks are aware of them and can deal with it, or ask me to deal with it to the extent that I'm able, we'll do it.
USA Radio News. The price of everyday food items is continuing to rise.
Amid inflation fears and higher gasoline prices already, now Americans are being told to expect meat prices to climb. CNN's reporting that Tyson Foods, Conagra, and Kraft Heinz have all notified retail customers their frozen and refrigerated meat prices are likely to be increased soon. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A woman who refused to wear a mask and threatened crew members and shoved one of them could be facing a $24,000 fine from the Federal Aviation Administration. She was a passenger on a flight from Detroit to Salt Lake City on December 27th last year. She was one of the 10 unruly passengers fined on Wednesday. The FAA says there have been more than 100 reports of physical assaults by passengers since the start of the year. More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Taking your calls, your questions, your comments. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOCDALI, or 1-877-362-3254. Martha wrote over the weekend, "This is why I avoid crowds. Did you see what happened at the Stampede?" Now, over the weekend, also, I know Big Bird seemed to dominate the headlines, but we had a very, very tragic event that happened at rap star Travis Scott's Astroworld Musical Festival, where at least 8 people have died, dozens injured. This took place in Houston, Texas, and this was a concert, this was a festival. And there were crowds. I don't know how many thousands of people were there. And I mean, you know, I've been to concerts and there's crowds and there's people pushing and throwing up and things like that. But you get through and takes a while to pee, so you need to start an hour ahead of time to try to work out of the crowd to go to pee. But somehow, there was some sort of a stampede that people got crushed. Two of the victims were teenagers, age 14 and 16. They were caught in the crushing surge of the crowd. This is while Travis Scott continued to perform. He completed his set, even noticing fans were receiving medical treatment. So there was an ambulance that was coming through the crowd, and Scott is the headline act, hometown star. He founded the Astroworld Festival back in 2018. He said he was unaware of the severity of the situation. Now, I have never performed at a concert. I know that there's usually EMS staff, that there's usually paramedics, so you'll see lights and things like that, but you won't necessarily, you know if, you know, does the show continue to go on? I was always worried about that because I, as a doctor, on planes, there'll be a code. And, you know, you need the pilots to just keep flying the plane. Just concentrate. Just keep concentrating. All right, I got it. I'll do the code. You just get the plane to safety. And I always worry, you know, like in a movie theater and a concert, you know, if there at all is an issue going on, you know, the people in front might not know, but those of us in the back are going to have to handle things. In one respect, and I know there's going to be I think there's going to be civil penalties. I don't even know if they're looking at criminal charges. On one respect, if there is, let's say, a stampede or something, you want to keep everybody calm. You want to keep people still in their area. So he could have used a microphone to say that. Others say, yeah, well, he kept the show going on so people didn't start to leave and make matters worse. I don't know. But an attendee who was an ICU nurse detailed that the scene was very chaotic, very frantic, and there was not enough medics that were equipped and trained. In fact, she says teenagers were doing CPR. She's an Instagrammer. She attended the event, and she said, and apparently 8 people had died, and the video footage shows people dancing on top of ambulances causing a stampede. Fans broke down a fence. One man described the event as a concert in hell. And Madeline Eskin said, I don't think I've ever been more disturbed. Some of these medical staff had little to no experience with CPR. Didn't know how to check a pulse, carotid or femoral. Compressions were being done without a pulse check, so people who had a pulse were getting CPR. Now, mind you, a lot of people could have been on drugs. There's a lot of confusion. But, she said in her Instagram post that she's an ICU nurse, and she had to step in and help people passing out after she herself regained consciousness. No medical professional attended to her. The scene was apparently frantic. She tried to locate other people who could help respond. She told Insider, she said, when I stood up, I looked around, and people were getting carried out with eyes rolled back into their heads by security, bleeding from their nose and mouth. She said, I yelled, has anybody checked a pulse? At this point, the security guard asked her to check. She said there weren't enough medics or medical equipment like stretchers and ambu bags. There was no cell service to call for additional help. She said teenagers were doing CPR trying to help, but they were doing it incorrectly. Then I see there's other people doing CPR on people who have a pulse because nobody had done a pulse check. She said it was an absolute blank show. She cussed. One nursing student helped along Eskins, but even the medics who were on staff to deal with emergencies like this didn't know what to do. Well, you have to triage. With any of these sort of cases, you know, you don't want to just stand around with your thumb up your butt. You want to go in and help. But you also have to assess the situation, and you have to make sure you're helping those that need help more than others. So it really takes a team approach. It takes management. And you have to assemble your team. You have to start spreading out. And then you also need to minimize further injuries by cornering off the area. So it sounds like they were understaffed. They had little to no police presence because you would need it cornered off. You would need access to the microphone. You would need access to tell people, because with the music going on, it's going to be loud. Nobody's going to hear. And then people are going to be still, you know. And it takes, the crowds are pretty dangerous. So I'm being told there were about 50,000 people in the crowd while Travis Scott was performing. More than 300 people were treated at the scene in Houston's NRG Park, according to Yahoo News. 11 had actually gone into cardiac arrest. Eskin said in her post that members of the crowd were urging the production crews to stop the concert. And you could hear people say, stop the concert. She said, I was sober, and I honestly feel like if my boyfriend would not have gotten me out of the crowd, I probably would have died. So one security guard felt a prick on his neck, passed out, and was revived after being injected with Narcan. So apparently there were people that were shooting others with high-dose opioids. Harris County Judge Lena Hidalgo also called for an objective, independent investigation of this festival. She said perhaps the plans were inadequate, perhaps the plans were good, but they weren't followed. The families of those who died, everybody affected deserves answers. And then that's another question. Did people die because they were trampled? Did people die because of overdose? Did people die because they were poisoned, injected with a drug? Houston Mayor Sylvester Turner called for a briefing from all the parties, including first responders, concert promoter Live Nation, and officials of the venue. The first lawsuit in the case has been filed. Manuel Sousa suffered, quote, seriously bodily injuries. He is now seeking $1 million in damages from defendants, including Scott and Live Nation. So, those who died range anywhere in age from 14 to 27. Not all the details, obviously, have been emerged because some of them are kids. The youngest victim, however, was John Hilgert, a high school freshman who played football and baseball. He arrived early to get a good spot on the show. He went with a 15-year-old friend, and the friend's mother, Tracy Faulkner, had bought her son his ticket as a birthday present. Now, according to the Chronicle, she regrets it. They were both in the same place at the same time. One came home, and one we will never see. She said John was a good student, an athlete, and so polite. He was the sweetest and smartest young man. Another victim was Danish Bank, 27 years old, died trying to protect his fiancée from the crush of the crowd. Younger brother said he was trying to save her from the stampede. So the second day of the two-day show has been canceled, and, we do need to reevaluate how we're dealing with crowds. I notice that people are mean, they push, they're jerks, they're stoned, they're drunk, there's not sound judgment, and when somebody falls and you can't hear them scream, help, and you're running as you feel your life's in jeopardy or that's the way it's going, people forget about somebody. And it just, these things probably happen a lot more often than we think. This was probably one of the biggest clusters. It should have never happened. So, and also learn CPR. We've talked about CPR. It's very easy to get trained in CPR. I think everybody needs to know how to do that so you can at least help a family member in need. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard, and when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So we're opening up our borders for those who are vaccinated. About time, but we have tons of issues when it comes to our borders and what we're doing with Americans and our veterans and our homeless people and our approach to vaccine and mandates and travel. It's been a cluster and a half. So none of this makes sense. But I want to give you the latest on what's going on. According to Healthline, 17 states have reported an increase in new COVID-19 cases for the week that ended Sunday. There were 12 states the previous week. Alabama had the largest jump with 101% increase to 12,000 cases. Nebraska was next with a 76% hike to 5,790 cases. Colorado reported a 25% increase to 19,800 cases. Then came New Mexico, saw a 23% jump. In overall numbers, the CDC reports that California had the most new cases in the past 7 days, with 43,887 cases. Well, of course, California is the biggest and the most populous of the states. Michigan was second with 32,500 new cases this past week. New York, 28,700. Pennsylvania, 27,393. Ohio climbed into fifth with 24,690 cases in the last week. But interestingly, the CDC reports that Alaska remains the leader per capita with 562 cases per 100,000 residents over the last 7 days. Wyoming is second. Wyoming with 537 cases per 100,000 residents. North Dakota at 455. New Hampshire, 446. Montana comes in fifth with 439 cases. Interestingly, Florida, with their lack of mandates, has the lowest per capita rate at 50 cases per 100,000 residents. Hawaii was next with 56 cases per 100,000. So states that seem to have the highest of the newest cases include Alaska, Wyoming, North Dakota, New Hampshire, and Montana. 19 states reported an increase in deaths for the week. It's one thing to look at cases, because if many states are saying, look, we're not going to mandate vaccines, but you have to do more testing, well, now you have more people testing. But I need to look at the hospitalizations. I want to look at the death rate. I want to know what's going on with the hospitals. That's what really, to me, tells the story. So when they say that they've noticed deaths have gone up in 19 states, up, that's concerning. Nebraska had the highest jump with an increase of 3,112% to 514 deaths. Next was Kansas. They had a 343% hike to 204 deaths. Vermont recorded a 116% increase of 13 deaths. Connecticut, another 30 deaths. Texas, however, recorded the most COVID deaths over the past 7 days with 764. So as they talk about the different death rates and all that, I think the message is, are we getting monoclonal antibodies to them? Are we using any of the therapeutics, vaccinated or not? All right, what else are we doing? We spent all this time, all this energy and effort on vaccines, which was nice. The vaccines are nice. They help. But do we have access to monoclonal antibodies? I thought that's where money was going. Do people have access to N95 respirators if they don't want to get cough, cold, flu, other things out there? No. It's all been about the vaccine. Apparently in New York, what they're giving, $100 per kid, or $100, they're trying to, goad kids into, getting the vaccine, or parents to bring their kids so they get $100 and all that. I would really like to see if we're still seeing death rates in vaccinated individuals, that means we have to concentrate also on therapeutics. I just don't get it. Now, travel restrictions are going to start to change. They kind of have to, in a way, because if we're going to, if the Biden administration is going to double down on their open border policy, they don't say it's an open border, but it is, then, people are going to wonder what are you doing with vaccinated individuals that want to come to this country and visit people for the holidays? So they say more than a year and a half after COVID-19 concerns prompted the U.S. to close the borders to international travelers like Brazil, China, India, South Africa, the U.K., much of Europe, now restrictions are lifting. They say the U.S. will allow international travelers, but they must be vaccinated, with a few exceptions. The U.S. is also reopening the land borders with Canada and Mexico for vaccinated people. Well, they're already open to unvaccinated, so you might as well open it up to vaccinated. Most trips from Canada and Mexico to the U.S. are by land rather than air. So now Border Patrols might be even a little busier. The timing of this. So according to Fox News, the goal is to restore the normal travel while limiting the spread of COVID-19. The travel industry and European allies have pushed for an end to country-specific bans. Americans have been allowed to fly to Europe for months. So Europeans have been asking the U.S. to reciprocate. In 2019, about one-fifth of the roughly 79 million visitors to the U.S. came from Europe. So all foreign adult nationals traveling to the U.S. must be, quote, fully vaccinated before boarding their flight. Travelers will have to still show proof of a negative COVID test taken within 72 hours of departure because vaccinated people can still have the virus, can still spread it. Children under 18 do not need to be vaccinated, we're told, but they do have to take a COVID test. Kids 2 and younger are exempt from testing requirements. Now, I get that. I agree with that. But if we're looking at science and medicine, I mean, 2-year-olds can still carry it and, you know, infants can still carry it. But it's, you know, they realize they're going to get a lot of backlash. So half the world remains unvaccinated. Vaccine distribution has hit the rich countries. Not many of the poor countries have gotten it. So the Biden administration, they said, is leaving a loophole for people who live in countries where vaccines are scarce. There's about 50 countries where fewer than 10% of the people have been vaccinated. Travelers from those countries will need permission from the U.S. government to come, and it can't be just for tourism or business travel. The U.S. government says it will permit unvaccinated international visitors to enter the country if there is a humanitarian or emergency reason, such as emergency medical evacuation. Now, that leaves room for unvaccinated migrants to come into the country. They said those exceptions will be applied extremely narrowly and require approval from the CDC. There also could be a medical exemption with documentation from a doctor. Americans who are unvaccinated, so now we're back on Americans, have to show proof of a negative COVID test within one day of international travel. If you're vaccinated, you need to take a test within 3 days of your departure for both American and citizens of other countries. This does not apply to flights within the U.S. So who enforces this? Who makes sure? Are there going to be, you know, new TSA agents? What? Looks like it's going to be the airlines. The airlines are going to have to verify vaccine records and match them against ID. If they don't, they could face fines of up to nearly $35,000 per violation. Airlines will also collect information about passengers for contact tracing efforts. CDC also is going to have spot checking travelers for compliance. So most of the vaccines will work. A lot of people are like, well, wait a second, I didn't get Pfizer, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson. In my country, they give AstraZeneca. What about China's Sinovac? Apparently those are allowed. What's not allowed? Russia's Sputnik V vaccine. Apparently the World Health Organization has not approved Sputnik. So they've approved China's Sinovac, but not Sputnik. So land borders have now been open for essential travel and migrants. So I know that's not official, but that's what we're seeing. So as long as you're vaccinated against COVID, you could come in. Children are exempt from the requirement. I think you still have to show negative tests. So there are going to be some issues with visas. There's going to be some delays. It's still going to be a mess. But, you know, you can't do what you're doing in the southern border and let people who want to come back home not. It doesn't make no sense. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite, and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better, and it lowered my blood pressure, and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.